And we're doing a little bit of an air check before we start the Gospel Music Buffet. And that'll be coming up in, the official start of the show will be in probably about another 5 or 6 minutes. But let's go ahead and play a praise and worship song right before we start the show. Here's Kathy Tricoli, and I Call Him Love.
Some called him a prophet, some called him a saint. Some couldn't believe their eyes or the words they had to say. Some called him crazy, some thought he was strange. But I have felt his touch and I'll never be the same. Him out of my darkness and pain, and he answered my need. I call him love, I call him healing. He is the one who has filled me with hope and restored life to me. I call him love. Some call him a mystery, a power without a faith. Some feel he's a distant father that they could not embrace. But I have felt his touch, and I'll never be the same. No, I call him love, I call him mercy. I called him out of my darkness and pain, and he answered my need. I call him. Restored life to me. I call him love, 'cause he reached out to me. I'm overwhelmed by the grace I have received.
I call him love, call him mercy.
I called him out of my darkness and pain, and he answered my
Kathy Tricoli, and I Call Him Love. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. And welcome, everyone. We always start the show with the Imperials. Praise the Lord. And this week, no exception. Here they are, the Imperials.
Urge within you to submit to earthly fears.
he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
That's the Imperials and Praise the Lord. Here's Greater Vision. I could never praise him enough.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never praise him enough
for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
A thousand tongues could never tell just what our Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he sent his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
Lord,
for saving my soul,
That's greater vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could never praise him enough. Big shout out to Stephanie Preston listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. God bless you, Stephanie. Kathy Parker listening down in Brighton, Tennessee with her feline children, Willie and Waylon. God bless you, Kathy. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, Judy Merritt. And thank you, Judy, for sharing the link to the show on your page. And I'm so tickled you can make it, but I'm really tickled because we were just listening to the song, I Could Never Praise Him Enough. And we have praise to go out today. We're praising God that Claude Davis, Brother Claude Davis, is home. He's not 100% yet, but he's home, and we will take that as of right now. They sent him home with some oxygen, and he's got some good care at home. He's got his precious wife taking care of him, and he has the Lord's hand on him. Definitely he does. And we had prayed that God would give Claude just another pretty day.
I finally realized that riches won't ever come my way. And you know, once I was so thankful for a love that I knew, but she didn't stay. And if I said much more, I'd probably say something I shouldn't say. So Lord, if you will you just give me one more pretty day? Well, I once dreamed of climbing mountains that I know these old legs will never climb. And you know, I once dreamed of building bridges, but the only bridge I ever built was in my mind. Well, I guess some lives are just supposed to turn out that way. So Lord, if you will, just give me a pretty day. Give me a dawn just as beautiful as a newborn babe, and a sun that will shine throughout one peaceful day, and a sunset that'll stay in my memory. Lord, if you will, just give me a pretty day.
And we wish you many more pretty days. That was, of course, Brother Claude Davis and Pretty Day. Been going through through a lot of bad weather up here the past few days, all throughout this part of Kentucky, some parts of Tennessee, pretty much this part of the United States, and we still have people in Casey County, Pulaski County, surrounding counties, who don't have power yet. And these linemen deserve so much praise and so much prayer that they're kept safe while they work on repairs on these down power lines. And goodness gracious, it's been terrible. And I have to praise God that we did not lose power. And the last couple of real bad weather events, we made it through, and God had his hand on us, and we didn't suffer the loss of power, or we didn't suffer any severe property damage. You get a few limbs blown down, stuff like that, but some of the people went through a really, really rough time. Oh, I want to do a shout out to Sue Stevens, who is also listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you, Sue. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's Casting Crowns, and praise you in the storm.
wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. Almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
Kinds of storms in their life, physical afflictions, emotional, and it's really, really hard. It's really hard to praise God during a storm, but that's what we're supposed to do. Here are the Ball Brothers. Sometimes He calms the storm.
Sometimes All who sail the sea of faith find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. Suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes he calms the storms with a whisper, peace be still. He can set all in his sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times he calms his child. He has a reason for each trial that we pass through in life. And though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. Sometimes he calms the storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can set all in his sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times his child. Whoa, whoa. Sometimes he calms the storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild.
Sometimes he calms the storm, and sometimes he calms his child. And I want to do a shout out to, well, he's still the birthday boy. it's been a couple days since his birthday, but Brother Herschel Whitaker, we are so grateful to God that he has given you more time with us here on earth. Brother Herschel is 93 years young now, and he's listening today, along with his precious daughter and precious son-in-law, and that's Bobby and Diana Lyons. Thank you guys for tuning in. Also want to do a shout-out to Roddy Boston and Suzanne Boston. Roddy is listening today from Colorado Springs, and he says, listening while doing schoolwork here in Colorado Springs, visiting our son, his wife, and our newest grandson, Ian David. God bless you guys. That is wonderful. And we're praising the Lord for even the smallest blessings. Suzanne is getting as much baby time as she can handle until we leave on Thursday. Well, sending safe travel blessings to you guys. Enjoy your time. Congratulations. And God bless the Boston family. Here are the Statler Brothers and Jesus. Hold my hand.
As I travel through the safely to a land of rest if a crown of life I've won. 'Cause I have put my faith in you, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jesus, hold my hand.
Statler Brothers. Here's Rusty Goodman of the Happy Goodmans.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone that really cares for you. When you need a friend, a friend till the end, there is someone that'll be a friend to you. Someone
That's Rusty Goodman of the Happy Goodmans and Someone to Care. Going out to Kathy Parker, especially down in Brighton, Tennessee. She loves the Goodmans as do I, and most of you guys do too. As far as I know, all you guys love them. This song that I'm getting ready to play right now is probably one of my very favorite songs, but it's done by three or four different artists, and I've played it all by the other three. I played this one time, and just listen to the words, and this guy does a great job on it. It's Rhett Walker and Essential Worship. It's called Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
Rhett Walker and Essential Worship, Goodness of God. And I got to thank my cousin, Cherie Malini, for making me aware of that song. You know, it's just absolutely beautiful. I have it also by C.C. Winans. That was the first one I heard. And then I discovered I had it by the Triumphant Quartet. And I absolutely love all three versions of the song. They all do a great job, a little bit different style on each one, but a wonderful message and a wonderful blessing from each one. I'd like to remind you that this is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, and that's a part of Wesley Communications. Hey, let's do some shout-outs real quick. I want to do a shout-out to somebody I went to high school with who has been so, you look for that positive reinforcement and validation is the word I was looking for the other day from people that you went to school with and people you grew up with, and maybe they've never heard you as a broadcaster, on the radio. And when they tell you you're doing a great job and they really mean it, it really just, it blesses my heart all over the place. And that's what Roberta Lander has done. She lives up in Wheeling, West Virginia. We went to high school together at Bishop Donahue High School in McMack. And God bless you, Roberta. Thank you so much for listening to my music and to the shows. And I hope you get a blessing. Somebody I've always got a blessing from since the time she's come into my life, and we were just little tiny kids, and that's my Aunt Joan Smith. If ever there was an angel on this earth who could walk and talk and sing and bless your heart, it's my Aunt Joan Smith, joined by my cousin Vicky Kidd. And they have been so instrumental, I can't stress that enough, on my spiritual growth throughout the years. They've always stayed on course and walked the walk. They've never strayed one way or the other. And God bless you, Joan, and God bless you, Vicky. I love you both. And I love your husbands too, Bill Smith. And you got to love Roger. If you don't love Roger, you're a communist. That's all there is to it. Roger would tell you that. And I want to do a shout out to some precious folks that I've known since the 80s. And God has blessed me to know them, meet them back then. And that was Sue and Jack Shelton. And also I've been getting acquainted with the sisters of Sue, and that's Connie Gibson and Teresa Cook, who listen to the show via recording, and I send it to them. And their precious cousin, the beautiful Phyllis Ashcraft, is so supportive again with her comments and that positive reinforcement that one needs to just keep on keeping on. I want to do a shout-out also to Jamie and Sonny Denny. They live out in the Elihu community, right on the outskirts of Somerset, and they're two very precious people. Yeah, Sonny, you're precious. Now get over it. Okay. And got to do a big shout-out to some wonderful people who were introduced to our show by Brother Claude Davis, and that's Jenna and Carl Wheeler down in New South Wales in Corewa, Australia. God bless you both, and good day to you both. Here's Joel Spinks. Let me touch him.
Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus. Let me touch him as he passes by. Then when I shall reach out to others, they shall know him, they shall live and not die. Oh, to be extended, reaching out to thee, oppressed. Let me touch him, let me touch Jesus, so that others may know and be blessed.
May know and be blessed. found peace that is so serene. And
I want you to sing the song with the Blackwood Brothers. I'll help you with the words. Learning to lean. Everybody sings it.
The Blackwood Brothers and Learning to Lean. I'm going to send that out to my cousin, Temple Duncan. And God bless you, Temple. And I hope that ankle is healing. And I also want to send that one out to Jane White and her husband, Herschel, who live down in Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you both. Here's the Prestonwood Choir, Breathe on Me.
Change me, Lord. You are all.
hope that blessed you as much as it blessed me. The Preston Wood Choir and Breathe on Me. A couple of years ago, I guess it's been almost 2 years now, I went through a battle with COVID and almost didn't make it. Got back home after a week at the VA hospital, and my wife took excellent care of me. Anyways, I had made a new friend on Facebook here, oh, probably 3 or 4 years ago. And her name is Kathy Myers. And she has a little cooking page, or she did have. And a lot of you are acquainted with her. Along with her cooking, though, she talks a lot about the Lord. And she talks about Jesus Christ and the love that God had for us to give his only son to die for us on the cross. She carries a real burden in her heart for people who are not saved. She provides strength for those who are maybe sliding just a little bit. But she's a precious lady, and I've not met her in person. Terry has. And Terry met her when Kathy saw that I had put a big like on one of her desserts. It was like a strawberry shortcake type of thing, and that was my favorite thing growing up as a kid. Mom would say, "What do you want for your birthday to eat?" "Strawberry shortcake." This was like a strawberry dessert of some kind, and it was absolutely delicious. Well, Kathy baked it for me, drove all the way over from Harrodsburg, met Terry in Liberty, and then Terry brought the cake out here. But I've loved her post, and she and her husband are just super, super nice people. Please hold Kathy Myers and her husband Robert in your prayers. For those of you know that Kathy was admitted to the hospital several days ago, and it was a stroke, is what they diagnosed it as. And 2 days ago, Robert made this post. He said, "Well, we had a setback this morning with the angiogram. The blockage is larger than expected from the CT scan. Kathy will have to stay on medication an additional week here at the hospital to dissolve the blockage before another attempt can be made to place a stent. The neurologist surgeon said there still is blood flow crossing the blockage, and her other three carotid arteries are supplementing her left side of her brain. He said, this is tough news, y'all. I hate this for her. She's tough, though. And she has Jesus' protective healing hand on her. Amen to that. He said, the staff at UK is exceptional. And thank you for your continued prayers. Well, we love you, Kathy. We're praying for you so hard for strength and healing, peace and comfort. God bless you. God bless Robert. Here are the Freedmans.
Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off of the cross. And I start fighting battles Christ has already won. In a war Satan's already lost. Oh, if I promised land. That suffered and died for my sin. His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul. And Satan, you cannot enter in. Oh, if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be calling its life-cleansing flood.
Freeman's He'd Have to Walk Through the Blood. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. I don't have a prayer without you.
Oh,
Yes, Jeff and Sherry Easter, I don't have a prayer without you. Here's Ivan Parker, Silent Prayer.
He's never known the sound of Jesus' name. Born into a world of silence, still he came to trust him just the same, signing when he prays for guidance. And though he cannot speak a word, he always knows that he is heard. For God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or a cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer. Never had to spend a night alone. 60 years together, until the day God called him home. She thought that he would live forever. In grief she couldn't say a word. Through her tears, she knows he heard. Where God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or a cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer. When life becomes too much and words are not enough, just know he listens and he really cares. For God hears the sound when a leaf falls to the ground or your cry of despair. Though great or small, he hears it all, even in a silent prayer.
That's Ivan Parker in Silent Prayer. I want to do a shout out to Sue Estes. And you know all the things that she's gone through in the past year. She lost her husband. Now she has a debilitating injury in her back. Well, she had that before. And it just seems to be progressively getting worse. But one thing that is not getting worse, it's getting stronger, is her faith. And her faith has been such an inspiration to me and to anybody that knows Sue. Sue, we love you, and we're praying for you every day, every day. Here is the Spear family.
There've been times when I've questioned, oh Lord, why is this? I'd rather be living on mountaintop bliss. Looking back, I see a lesson that I might have missed if the Lord had not led me this way.
That's the Spear family. All things are working together. Here are the Kingdom Heirs. I know who holds tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. Jesus said, and to
David said, he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need, leads us by the gentle water, where our hungering souls he feeds. As a little lamb, I'm helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad the Lord's my shepherd. On him I will depend. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I am. It's good to know it's in the Savior's hands. Now in the time of my confusion, when I can't find the way, so bewildered from the battle, don't even know for what to pray, I'm glad that somewhere in the shadows of my troubles and my fear is the shepherd sent from heaven. I can see him through my tears. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I am. It's good to know it's in the Savior's hands. Though I may not understand, it's in the Savior's hands.
That's the inspirations. It's in the Savior's hands. Here are the Dove Brothers. I will lay them at his feet.
I will lay
That's the Dove Brothers. I will lay them at his feet. Won't you join me in prayer, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of worship, and we thank you for this time of fellowship and listening to the words and the messages from all of these wonderful gospel songs. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely through the terrible storms. And Father, please bring peace and comfort to those who lost loved ones and to those who suffered property damage from the storms. Bless them, Lord. Bless them now and in the coming days as they try to rebuild their lives and recover from physical and from emotional trauma and pain. Father, we pray for a healing touch for Kathy Myers, a member of our listening family, as doctors try to dissolve a blood clot and blockages in her carotid artery this week and get more blood flowing unobstructed to her brain. Lord, please lead, please guide, and please direct the hands of the physicians attending Kathy. And Lord, we pray that Kathy is blessed in a mighty way because she has blessed so many others in her time here on earth. Father, we're also asking for a healing touch and peace and comfort for Sue Estes, for Tom Joyce, Pat Miller, Sheila Maxwell, Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Luke Ambergy, Lori Gallagher, Temple Duncan, Mary Lou Foster, Sue Stevens, Marissa Elder, Ed Snell, and Gary Hampton. Also, Father, we're praying for strength and for healing for Sina Knudsen and Ron Lasocha and little Gary Baker, all friends of some of our listening family. Father, I ask you to please bless those who listen today and please bless those who will listen later to the recorded broadcast. And Father, we ask a special blessing on all of our linemen who have been working so hard to restore power. Keep them safe, Lord, whenever they're working on those down power lines. And bless those who put their lives on the line for us each day, Father, our policemen, our firemen, and our EMTs, and please keep them safe. Bless our troops throughout the world, and bless all of our frontline medical workers and their staff, and please put a hedge of protection around all of them, Father. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, and Father, we thank you for your mercy that renews every day. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way and everything that we do. And Lord, please forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You, I would not exist. lips can't form the words, you hear me anyway. Dear God, I'm grateful for your son and for his sacrificial death. I'm grateful for each heartbeat and every single breath. I thank you for the sunshine and I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the joy and yes, I thank you.
That's the Martins. Dear God, you have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my blessing and been my pleasure to bring the show to you. And tonight I was a little doubtful whether or not I could do the show tonight. And it's when you're limited on your limbs anyways, you can't afford to lose another one. I have been hit with something in my right hand, and I'm right-handed, of course, that is extremely painful. The only thing I can think that it is gout. You touch something, and it just feels like your wrist and your hand's on fire. I mean, the pain is just indescribable, and I have a real high pain threshold. So, of course, all my controls on my board down here are governed with my right hand. And, of course, if you know me, you know I use wheelchair and crutches, too. So, you know, you start running out of limbs. But anyways, I prayed and I said, God, I want to do this show so bad. And please give me the strength and give me the ability to get down to the studio and to do the show, because I owe you so much, so much, so many blessings, my friends, and you know, just I just want to praise your name, praise your holy name, Father. That's all I want to do. And Terry, today she wrapped both her hands around my wrist and my hand and prayed the most beautiful prayer of healing. And I accepted that healing. And I'm down here tonight doing the show with you and praising God and really burdened for many of our listening family. But we serve a mighty God. And I have to remember that. And to remember that when my troubles are too much for me to carry, that he's got some broad shoulders and he's waiting to take them for me. I love each and every one of you. I want to thank you so much for listening to the Gospel Music Buffet each week. Thank you for your encouragement. I'm going out tonight with Elvis Presley. How great thou art.
Sings my soul.